pause here for a moment and imagine a baby putting everything in their mouth. Now picture a 3-year-old and the number of times a day they ask why. Finally, see a child jumping into a puddle or squatting down to watch ants on the ground. There's a common desire driving these behaviors, and it's one you can tap into to enhance your wellness lifestyle. Let's take a closer look at how curiosity impacts you in midlife and beyond. I'm Carly Newman, and you're listening to Flipside of Midlife, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond who want to feel connected, hopeful, confident, and more satisfied with life than ever before. I'm here each week to help you deepen your awareness and gain knowledge to expand into the powerful and resilient woman you are. One of my greatest joys is to help you foster a positive mindset. From there, you can explore the endless possibilities on the flip side of midlife. I invite you to sign up for my feel-good emails and visit my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, where you'll find all the ways I help you thrive. I've got to mention the launch of my Elevate membership. I'm so excited about this, my friend. For just $25 a month, you receive simple, easy-to-use, and impactful content that's centered around a monthly topic. Topics like self-care, mindset, joy, habits, rest, and values. Content that helps you foster whole life wellness, feel good in body, mind, and spirit, and love your life. Wherever you are on your journey in midlife and beyond, there's a space here for you to tap into my positive vibes, knowledge, and experience. I'm grateful for you tuning in. Let's get back to the topic of this episode, curiosity. Maybe you haven't thought about being curious for a while, and that's okay, my friend, because I'm here to share how it can help you enhance your unique wellness lifestyle. I'm guessing that by the end of this episode, you will be inspired to intentionally layer curiosity into your life. For a reminder, curiosity is an innate desire that drives you to ask questions, seek knowledge, and engage in new experiences. But what are the benefits of curiosity in midlife and beyond? Well, I'm here with 5 big ones, my friend. Now is a good time to grab your journal, notebook, or your favorite app and have it close by. You'll want to take some notes in the next few minutes. If you aren't in a space to take down notes, listen through to the end so you know what to expect. I'll drop the time marker in the show notes and transcript for you so you'll be able to come right back here when you are ready. Aside from bringing more fun into your life, because it will, curiosity also boosts your levels of life satisfaction. Here's how. Curiosity can help you become more resilient. A curious approach to problems and setbacks can help you remain open to solutions that are outside of the box for you. It can help you adapt to changing circumstances more easily and avoid getting stuck in habits that no longer serve you. Curiosity creates resilience because you see and are willing to explore different avenues of thought. Curiosity can better your relationships. What? How does that even happen? Well, when you infuse curiosity into your interactions with others, you become a better listener. You genuinely want to understand perspectives that differ from your own. You more readily see the opportunities to connect with and learn from those around you. As you can imagine, this not only makes you a fantastic conversationalist, but it creates more meaningful connections and builds a sense of belonging for all involved. Curiosity can improve cognitive function. Think about it. Curiosity challenges the mind. When you seek new knowledge and experiences, those little gray cells are doing the work. Your mental agility and memory get a boost when curiosity kicks in too. As we age, curiosity can help to keep our brains nimble. Curiosity boosts personal growth. When you tap into curiosity, you open your mind to try new things, meet new people, and engage in new experiences. All of that, my friend, leads to enhanced self-awareness and new comfort zones. You can't help but grow when you're curious. Curiosity helps you find meaning and purpose. Be curious to find new interests and passions in midlife and beyond. This is the time of life to do it. When you pursue them, it fosters a new sense of purpose and provides meaning to your life. Curiosity leads to feeling fulfilled and boosts your satisfaction with life. As you can see, my friend, there are some persuasive reasons to get intentional with your curiosity. I encourage you to take the next week to notice opportunities to be more curious. Be aware of your interactions with others or how you can identify a type of bird in your yard or learn about the history of a building you pass by every day. Once you think about how to foster your curiosity, you'll be amazed at the sense of wonder that awakens in you. That's how to do it, my friend. Let yourself think like a child. If you want to chat with me to get ideas on how to be more curious or ask for my advice or opinion on something, schedule a one-hour spot during my wellness hours. I have time set aside on Wednesdays and Thursdays to help you with your wellness questions, challenges, and concerns. Head to my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more and to schedule a time that works for you. So what are your thoughts about today's episode? I'd love to hear from you, my friend. Email me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com to share what resonates with you most in this or any of my episodes. We are in this together. Thanks for listening to Flip Side of Midlife. Will you help other women in midlife and beyond find this podcast? Well, tell your friends, please. And if you would take a moment right now to follow, subscribe, rate, or write a review, it really does help. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.